the Sunshine Band, Give It Up, BBC Radio Suffolk. It's 20 past 11. I'm Sarah Lilly, and this evening in Molesford near Wicker Market, a children's festive workshop experience is taking place with the chance to build your own Christmas tree to take home. It's the first of two evenings of workshops aimed at youngsters from five upwards. We've sent Luke Deal along to Stowe Building Contractors and Bespoke Joinery and Interiors. Hi, Luke.
Hi Sarah, I hope you filled out all the health and safety forms for me, because in front of me not only have I got some wood, I've got hammers, I've got nails, I've got wire wool, sandpaper and wood adhesive as well. This is a delight for any craftsman. But of course, this class that's going to be taking place tonight just off the A12 at Marsford is designed for the 5 to 10 year olds, and Andy Stowe is going to be keeping an eye on them and taking them through this hour long class. Andy, hello. Morning to you. We've got a wonderful workshop here, and in front of us we've got bits of wood, and I'm surprised it's not balsa wood, which is what I was working with when I was at school and getting to various wood classes.
It's not, no, it's pine. So the Christmas trees we've done are a flat pack system. So the main tree is made out of pine, which is a light timber, and the base is a sapele, which is a dark timber, to give the effect of the trunk.
So what gave you the idea then to do these little workshops?
So we done a birthday party for my daughter, and that everyone that came enjoyed themselves, and then we thought off the back of that we'll do a workshop. So we done one with a flat pack bird box, which went really well, and then off the back of that we decided we'd do a Christmas one.
And what excitement did they get from building a bird box?
So they obviously enjoyed assembling it, using the hammers. We made them measure, did a small bit of cutting, and then sand and finish, and actually having something they can take home with them.
Now, when I walked in and I said to you, oh my word, health and safety would go through the roof if they saw nails, they saw hammers, and you're going to be teaching five-year-olds to nail bits of wood together. But there is a little trick that you have done here, haven't you, to make it a lot easier for them?
We have, yeah. All the bits are pre-cut, and all the holes for the nails are also pre-drilled, so they haven't got to hold nails close to their fingers and things like that. They can put them into the pre-drilled holes, line everything up, and then tap them in.
Oh, makes MFI look outdated, doesn't it?
It does.
So how will it work then? Because you've got a huge bench in front of us with all those pre-cut pieces of wood there. How's it going to work tonight?
So there's eight per session, which will be around the bench in the workshop here. And then I run them through step by step the process of assembling the tree. And then once they've assembled it, we'll then use the sandpaper to clean all the wood up, take all the sharp edges off, and then we'll use a natural beeswax to apply a finish to it once it's done, ready for them to take home.
Now, for you and the likes of you and I mean, it's quite easy, isn't it, to assemble something like this? Because as you so rightly say, you've already got that, although this one hasn't got any holes in it. I've just realised that.
I know. So the one you're looking at is for the 11 plus class that we're running later tonight. So that's a little bit more difficult for them. They're going to have to drive the nails in with eight pre-drilled holes. They're going to have to do a bit of cutting themselves as well. So, yeah, so make it a bit more interesting.
This is a great way to encourage them to get into the industry, isn't it, by doing a workshop like this?
Yeah, definitely. We just thought that there's not enough for youngsters to do with actually being able to come and see inside a workshop, experience wood and how things are made. And, yeah, that's why we decided to do it.
And how many classes are you going to be running, particularly in the run-up to Christmas, with these Christmas trees that you hope they will build and will end up looking like the one I've just taken apart?
So we've got two classes tonight and another two next Thursday night currently. If there is more interest in them, then we'll add as we need to service who wants to come.
Now, it's not just a Christmas tree, is it? Because in the bottom, you can rest a little candle, but they've got to obviously drill that hole, haven't they, to place that sort of little candle with a battery in it in place?
Yep. So on the bottom, they're going to have to measure the centre of the bottom plate, which they'll do themselves with a steel rule and a pencil. And then once they've marked that, we'll drill a small hole for the candle to sit in on the pillar drill. So, yeah, so they can create that hole themselves.
What sort of response did you get from the previous class that you had? I mean, are kids enthusiastic about this because they're getting their hands dirty, theoretically, rather than looking at a computer screen?
Yes, definitely. The concentration on their faces when they're assembling them is brilliant. It's also great for the parents because they seem to enjoy it just as much as the kids, you know, having something they can do together and something they can then take home and feed.
Yeah. And do you hope that if these classes are successful, that in the future you can run more classes and do more bird boxes and maybe even insect boxes as well for the garden?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah, we'd like to try and do possibly one a month, something like that, just to, yeah, keep the interest up and, yeah, the more people that are interested, obviously, the more we'll do.
And have you got any spaces left for the next class next week?
So we've got 3 next week. And for the 4:30 one, and that's it.
And how can people find out more?
So if you go onto our website, and then you'll be able to email in through there, and when we'll respond back to you with any spaces and bookings.
Wonderful. Well, good luck with it. Andy, thank you very much indeed for having us here this morning. And I'm delighted to say, Sarah, that I haven't messed up his demonstration Christmas tree, which he'll be using later on tonight with the 5 to 10-year-olds. But, yeah, great little class. And I was slightly disappointed it wasn't balsa wood that they were using, because that's what I used to use when I was at school.
Yeah.
And that was flimsy wood. But he's gone for a good bit of hard pine for his Christmas tree for the class tonight.
I couldn't help but notice, Luke, that you didn't get your hands dirty. Are you not very good at woodwork? How are your skills?
Listen, when I do any DIY, my wife breaks out into a sweat, particularly if I walk into the house with a drill. She goes into a complete meltdown. So DIY and I don't actually really get on. She always says, why don't you get a man in to do it? Oh, I just dropped the hammer.
Not on your foot, hopefully.
Sorry, Andy. No, not on my foot. It nearly hit my foot. Yeah, what's the point? I can't do it.
Do you remember?
Decorating's enough for me.
Don't you remember making anything
I had to write numbers on the wall when I'm painting.
Do you remember making anything?
Yeah, we did a cross and I think in woodwork we did things like a cross and a box, like to put your knickknacks in out of balsa wood, and it was just so cheap and cheerful. You'd never use a nail because it splits. You used to have use glue, and then of course the glue would get on your fingers and your jumper, and that your parents would have a meltdown when you got home because you got all white glue over your top. So
your trousers,
it just wasn't good.
Oh, Luke, yeah, exactly. I was panicking then when you said you made a cross and a box. I thought, oh gosh, at your school you were making coffins.
Yes, absolutely.
Anyway, thank you very much, Luke Deal. Good to hear from you. I think that's such a good idea, getting children together to do these woodworking workshops. I'm off the back of that, I want to hear your memories of the things that you used to make in woodworking lessons, or maybe something the kids brought home when they were doing woodworking lessons. Anything you had to try and lose. 0800 141 2121 is the number. 81333 on the text. Start your message SFK, or you can WhatsApp me 0800 321 333 SFK at the front of your message.